Welcome everyone to the service on this Ash Wednesday. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Holy Angels Parish. Today is a great day of solemnity in the church as we stand at the threshold of our 40-day season of Lent. And for many, that will mean a deeper time of connection with divinity. It means that some will give things up and others will take things on. This service is designed to help you to get into the mood of Lent, to help you jump in to the story of Christ and our walk with Him these next 40 days to Holy Week, to the cross, and to the Day of Resurrection. Our service today is taken from the Book of Alternative Services from the Anglican Church of Canada, and it is a wonderful way to begin our Lenten journey. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our brokenness, may obtain of you, God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and verses 16 to 21. Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the street to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their full reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on street corners, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will be not obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and to your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of Christ. Just to say a few words about this day of days, the doorway to the season of Lent. Many people are, even at this moment, going to churches around the world and having ashes imposed on their forehead in the sign of the cross. The ashes that were taken from the palms from last year's Palm Sunday service and burned to create the ashes that are used today in this service. Ashes imposed to remind us with the saying, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Today is a day of fasting, a day to remember that we are mortal and that there's much in our lives that is out of our control. There's much that happens to us that we really feel helpless about sometimes. And yet, we have hope and we have power in the knowledge that Jesus came into our world, broke into our world, at Christmas as that babe in the manger, and whose life and teaching shows us the great power of God's love. Today is a day of healing. It's a day of forgiveness and reconciliation. It's a day where we can truly begin again to walk with God, to turn, to repent, to embrace and be embraced by the one who created us and loves us, who knows how many hairs there are on our head. So on this Ash Wednesday, it's important for us to remember that in our mortality, in our humanity, there is much that we can offer. There's much that we can do in the name of Christ. It's not so much about giving things up, even though that reflects the spiritual wilderness that Jesus experienced in his 40 days in the wilderness. It's also about claiming our power to reach out and help in the name of Christ, to be true Christians, to be true disciples, to be true followers of the way of Jesus. And perhaps we've gotten away from that on our path. Maybe we've done and said things that we wish we hadn't. Maybe we've strayed far from the ideals and the hopes that we had. Today is a day to reclaim ourselves, to know again what it is to be followers of Christ, and to know again what it means to be loved, as we reflect on the words of Jesus about fasting, about giving alms, about reaching out. Perhaps instead of giving something up, we can add something into our lives. Perhaps each day we can collect a canned good to put in a bag, or a piece of clothing, or we can purchase something out of our means that will help someone else, or donate some money to a good cause. Every day, taking on something to make the world a better place. And every day, remembering in our prayers the ones who need to know God's love most, the ones who need to know God's healing and help. Praying for peace, praying for good things and blessings to shower upon each and every person on this planet, that God's love would be made manifest, and that we would know heaven on earth. So as we begin this journey, may we know that we have everything we need. We are equipped for this 40-day journey. We are equipped in spirit, in body, in soul, in mind. We have everything we need to go deep, to rediscover who it is that God has called us to be. May you have a holy Lent, and may you know God's grace and God's strength in everything you do. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance, for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Let us pray to our Creator and Redeemer. Say together, Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. And you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth deep within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Make me hear of your joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness, O God of my salvation. Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifice, but you take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And now we come to the Litany of Penitence. We say the first part together. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you, to one another, and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth, that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord, at our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. Although we don't have physical ashes, I ask that you close your eyes and imagine a cross being traced on your forehead with these words. Almighty God, from the dust of the earth you have created us. May ashes for us be a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Remember that you are but dust, and to dust you shall return. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. My friends, as we begin this time of Lent, may Almighty God have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And now, I bless you on your journey. Thank you for joining me today. May God bless you.